Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Beatles Group Masturbation Trend.
Yeah.
Something I didn't know about until this morning. Still don't really know about it, but Miles is going to explain it to me. my name's Jack. That over there is Miles.
Yeah.
Hi, Miles. And it's Wednesday afternoon. You know, we're just getting over that hump. We're just right there. We're just, it's about to, by the end of this episode, we're going to be going downhill, hands in the air, pooping and hollering. But until then, we do, of course, have to talk about just a couple of our faves who are getting, we're getting fucking railroaded, man.
Yeah, man. Okay. Now I'm going to have to, I guess, boycott the state of Texas for what they're doing to Alex Jones.
This is bullshit. So, last we checked in with Alex Jones,
previously,
he had been sued successfully for a cool $1.5 billion, and then he declared bankruptcy, and we were like, nothing's fair in the world, he's going to like get away with it, but it turns out judges hate this motherfucker, for good reason, because he's flagrantly still doing the crime that he's being tried for. He's still just like flaunting reality and being glib and being cynical in the face of judgment. And so last year, bankruptcy judge Christopher Lopez ruled that Alex Jones can't discharge the defamation awards because those debts stemmed from intentional and malicious conduct. So he can't just be like, sorry, guys, bankrupt over here.
I declare bankruptcy. And no, that wasn't enough, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the group of his general unsecured creditors, which is basically mostly made up of Sandy Hook families, they had a decision to make. There was Alex Jones' offer to them that said, okay, how about I give you $5.5 million a year, at least for 10 years. And then we'll call it even for the fact that I completely destroyed your lives and called you guys crisis actors, despite the horrific loss that you experienced.
The lowest point that a human being could possibly be at.
The other option, and I don't think it's that good. That's probably what Alex Jones is saying. This is probably not that great, which is to, you know, methodically liquidate and redistribute my property and cash. The families pretty much unanimously voted for the latter and said,
yeah, that one sounds bad and open-ended.
Let's liquidate this shit. Let's take it. Let's see what's going on. And this also preserves potential legal actions against parties affiliated with Jones and his InfoWars program. So, we will see. I think the next step here is to actually see how this will all happen mechanically. Like, what could be turned into what? Not a great time for Alex Jones, unfortunately.
They're just going to carve his ass up. You hate to see it, folks.
Yeah.
Really. No, this is great. Fuck that guy. Hope he just spends the rest of his life agonizing over, how he's going to pay for his next meal, which I doubt is going to be that but it sounds stressful, deservedly so. Fuck
yeah. It. I would love to see that, like, he resorts to only being able to eat his nutraceuticals for sustenance.
Yeah. Like, was that on the table? Must eat nutraceuticals. How about this? For sustenance.
You got to take a whole bottle of your nutraceuticals every hour on the hour.
Yeah.
And see what happens.
Letitia James, the New York Attorney General, said there was some question, like, how's Trump supposed to pay all this money that they're asking for?
What if he doesn't
have
it?
You think the guy's made of money? He's the debt king, okay?
Even though he said he had leveraged. $400 million out loud.
Okay? He's the debt king. He's leveraged. For the purposes of this conversation, don't forget what I said 3.5 minutes ago. For the purposes of this conversation, over leverage, please. What's he going to do?
Yeah. She's basically
I left my wallet at home, first of all. So yeah, like, oh, what like, am I supposed to do?
That shit. He has to go post the money, like, what is 30 money. Days? And then just say, shit. What, Mr. Trump? You wouldn't believe it. I forgot my fucking wallet back in the plane. Or actually, I think back in Florida. So I guess I'm going to go. That's really, man, I feel really shitty about this. I really do.
I think is what the kids say.
Yeah.
So she was like, well, here's one thing. There are a number of buildings that I can just like walk to right now that have your name on them. So maybe why don't we put them on the table in order to collect on this little fine?
Yeah. Here? The quote being, quote, if he does not have funds to pay off the judgment, then we will seek judgment enforcement mechanisms in court and we will ask the judge to seize his assets. We are prepared to make sure that the judgment is paid to New Yorkers. And yes, I look at 40 Wall Street each and every day, meaning his grand goose, the Trump Tower. So, I mean, we shall see. I mean, he definitely has a right to appeal. It doesn't seem like that would really go anywhere aside from just delaying the inevitable. But yeah, I think the financial squirm fest is well and truly on at this point, unless, you know, obviously there could be a, you know, just a very generous benefactor who swoops in.
You know, as they have swooped in and like bought half of professional golf and other things.
And Newcastle United Football Club.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It is kind of wonderful that like the thing that his like cheat code to this point of just like people are dumb, just put your name on everything and they won't be able to not think of you as rich, like actually is fucking him here. And
yeah, you're labeling shit for them.
All right, so it looks like that building right there. You see the one that has your name in it and like big golden letters? It's not me. Must be somebody else. I didn't do shit. I'm poor. I suck it. I kind of suck. I'm not good at money.
Could you imagine? That's his defense. He's like, he has to lean into that. Like his ego, he's like, fuck, my only way to survive is like, Your Honor, I kind of suck. And I'm broke, so like, don't fucking do this to me.
I suck shit at this, okay? I'm fucking terrible.
It's fine, like fucking whatever. Just fucking take everything from me,
okay?
Like fucking everyone I know, like whatever. I don't even fucking care. Fucking do it then. Fucking bullshit. Yeah, we're going to.
Yeah. No. For sure. All those things are true, and we are going to. Beyonce.
Yes. You don't say.
Country, you don't say, Beyonce, famous country artist.
Yeah, Beyonce, now
scored her first number one hit on the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart with Texas Hold'em, making her the first Black female artist to top the chart, which is wild.
Doing it, yeah. I didn't know that she's topped 9 genre specific Billboard charts.
Yeah,
Latin, rap, gospel, this is 9. This is the 9th.
She's just collecting Billboard charts.
Is there like an EGOT for hitting every single genre specific Billboard chart?
I mean, there might as well be one. We just got to figure out what word it spells. We're going to need some vowels in here. Like,
yeah, like,
you know,
I guess electronic.
LRGC. She did a hip hopera too, but that's an H, so that's going to make it. So, Chulerg.
You okay, know. Let's, sure. Okay, we'll work with this, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
What is a music
adult
genre?
Adult pop Christian, country, adult dance electronic, pop. Holiday, okay. Internet, jazz, Latin, R&B, hip hop, rock alternative, world music, international.
International. So, is it possible for her to do international? Like world rhythms? Like she would have
Yeah. Like, that would be a little bit carpetbaggery, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if you're just like, yeah, I switch nationalities to just like hit that chart. It's like I'm top of the Peruvian charts. But yeah, I have a feeling. I wonder if I think it could just mean it's just that, like, in some of these world charts that like you are top of the country's specific charts.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's all, so many. There's so many.
All I'm looking
charts.
For is some vowels here that she could that would make it so that we could create a word that's fun to say, like EGOT. You know.
Yeah, but adult. Right now adult is like the closest vowel one you get, and then it's really. It's slim pickings from there.
Grulch. Gospel rap, Latin.
Acadahigler is adult Christian country dance, holiday, internet, jazz, Latin, R&B, rock.
Okay. So I think we're
Hey, hit the Acadahigler, Beyonce. We can't wait to see you there at the top of the mountain.
All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this.
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. Just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. And we are back, in fact.
We are.
As promised. And this one, I don't like this story. I don't like hearing that Malia Obama put it on the line, made a short film, and people aren't liking it.
No, it's not getting love. She has... It debuted at Sundance. This is her directorial debut. It's called The Heart, and apparently it's about like a son grieving the loss of a parent. And she's credited as Malia Ann.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, her last name is like the coolest part. Like, she's such a cool last name. I don't know why
it is a cool last name.
Hide that, yeah. But I guess it's something to do with her dad or something. Who's like the president. And yeah, a lot of like the reviews. It's so funny. Like, I still think of her as like a child. From when her dad was in office. And I'm like, oh, man, but she's like 20.
She is. That's too young to be debuting a film at Sundance for the most part. Yeah, unless you're like a generational genius.
Yeah. Cut your teeth a little bit. You know what I mean? Get your reps in some writer's rooms.
Film festivals. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, dude, then people are just being like me. I haven't seen it, so I can't say, like, I'm like, leave her alone. Like, the shit was okay. Like, it, I don't know. People are not holding back, though, or not holding back, but it seems consistent that people, one review said this, this is fucked up, quote, honoring her father's legacy by dropping a giant bomb and not receiving any criticism for it.
Wow.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's not fully, it's not a bomb. I'm sure it didn't cost that much money that it would, you could say it bombed. But
no, but like other people are like looking at some of the thanks in the credits. Like one said, thanks to Steven and Kate, like we're thanked in the closing credits. And they're like,
is that Steven Spielberg and Kate?
And Kate Capshaw? Is that who we're, oh, well, I don't know. That's fine. Let's leave last names out of this.
That is, okay. By the way, if you're not using the last name Obama, like, would it be cool if, you know?
Yeah.
We could just
lean into it. Yeah. Well, fuck it. The thing is, no one is, I'm sorry. This is just the shitty part about being a first kid or whatever the real title is you will never escape the fucking legacy of the parent who was at one point one of the most powerful people on the planet.
Yeah.
It just is what it is. And it's funny because she was working like with Donald Glover and like was in like a writer's room on a couple of projects. And apparently, like, I think his production company put out the short or part of like the production of the short. And apparently he, like in a GQ article last year, he said to her, quote, you're Obama's daughter. So if you make a bad film, it will follow you around. I think it's just sort of like, here's some advice. Like maybe he was saying like, maybe pump the brakes because like, don't, like if you're going to come out with something, it has to be fucking fever or
and
else they're going to scream
Nepo
Baby. She
released a bad film and then like told everybody about that advice. Like,
yeah.
Oh, buddy.
Man.
Buddy. Lalia Ann.
Whatever.
Anyways.
What happened? You're just 25. Everyone's, you know, the Nepo Baby thing. Everybody loves to jump on that. So it's just a tough time to be the child of a president and just trying to make some art.
I made so much shitty stuff in my like 20s. Like,
yeah,
by all means, like this is not, but just you have to be like super thick skinned and like not be like paying attention to what people are saying and all the undue attention, or, you know, you should just hide that shit.
Yeah. Use a fucking pseudonym or whatever and just put a bunch of work out and just be like, you know, whatever. This is the shit I made. But that's the shitty part of the scrutiny. And like, yeah, to the like being creative, it's like turn like those good ideas, they're in there, but sometimes the shittier ones have to come out first before you get to the good ones. You know, it's like a
shitty
faucet.
Ones, yeah, they almost got, always come out first.
But if you don't open up your creative tap and let the shitty ones flow, the good ones aren't gonna come either. So in a way, I'm like, keep your head up, Malia Ann, you know. There's
whoever you are, you mysterious person who I've never heard of before, Malia Ann.
Whoever you are. Shout out to Steven and Kate.
Hey, can you say Beatles Cinematic Universe? The BCU?
No, I can't.
Oh shit. Are you okay? Is there something going on with the linguistic part of your brain?
Just difficult for me to wrap my head around that as a concept.
Sam Mendes, director of 1917 and American Beauty, has announced that he's making 4 feature films, each one of them told from a different band member's perspective. Pour one out for Pete Best, who's he's never going to get his movie made.
Or Billy Preston.
Yeah.
I feel like his would be way more interesting than, I mean, I'm not trying to talk shit about Ringo, but, you know.
I mean, Ringo's isn't like an animated children's movie, I'm gonna be confused as to what the fuck's going on. But
it's just a bunch of Muppets.
Yeah. It's a Muppet movie.
Welcome, Liverpool.
That would be cool if like they just went wildly different genres for each of them.
Right.
Paul and Ringo and the Estates of Lennon and Harrison have all granted permission for the films, meaning they will actually feature Beatles songs.
Not like that Hendrix movie. Wasn't there that Hendrix movie that had fucking no licensed music? And it's like, you don't need that.
It's all about just the vibes. But it's, this makes a lot of sense to me based on what we're seeing with like, they need to create big projects that somehow replace like comic book movies. And this makes sense. Like we're seeing you know, Oppenheimer, massive biopic, you know, the One Love, the Bob Marley biopic, as we recently talked about, did much better than they were expecting. This is an interesting project that makes sense to me. Also could suck, but I don't know. They're going to make all four at once and then like release them with a kind of experimental cadence that they've never done before. So
the only thing, okay, what would that be? It's either all four at once, right, or one every week.
Or one every month, like 4 months in a row.
Yeah. But
they'll come out in 2027. Sam Mendes, he's, you know, he made American Beauty, which doesn't hold up, but he also made 1917, which was pretty fun to watch. And I don't know, I could see it being interesting. I liked Road to Perdition, I believe, was also him.
Yeah, we'll see, Sam. I mean, this is the thing we were talking about. I mean, we were talking off mic yesterday after we were done talking about the Marley thing. Is like, some things are just too cool to try and capture with actors. Like, it's like a documentary is the only thing that will like do certain figures justice. And not that I'm like, and the Beatles were the coolest, but I just think because of their popularity, like too many people have their own version of what they want them to be, that I don't know if you're going to be able to thread the needle there. But
big,
hey, Sam,
question, of course,
Sir
on
Sam, shout out to you.
By the way, super producer Brian is saying Road to Perdition and 1917 don't hold up. I would not know because I only saw those movies when they came out. But
what about Jarhead? Does that hold up?
Was that him? He was Jarhead?
I think he had something to do with it. Yeah, he directed Jarhead.
Jarhead. I never even saw it in the first place. It's like a meditation on war and not like an actual war movie. No thanks. I'll just watch Rambo 3 again.
I read it because at the time I was just like into reading all kinds of like military shit. But yeah, the book, the film was nothing holds up anymore.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, it'll be maybe a good watch once through. A good once through, we'll give this.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of giving something a good once over, apparently the Beatles used to masturbate together while screaming out celebrities' names for some reason.
Wait.
Just feels very like just bored, rich white people shit. Like it feels like something that like Skull and Bones, the Yale fraternity, would do.
Oh wow, what wow, someone wrote this article, come together, Paul McCartney recalls Beatles group masturbation session.
That's amazing.
He said McCartney said it didn't happen that often and they quote didn't think much of the moments at that time. What it was over at John's house. And it was just a group of us. And instead of just getting roaring drunk and partying, I don't even know if we were staying over or anything. We were all just in these chairs and the lights were out and somebody started masturbating. So we all did.
Mm.
Part of the fun was shouting the name of someone who might assist with fantasies. We were just Bridget Bardot. Woo! And everyone would thrash a bit more.
Oh,
that was until thrash. Lennon added. That was until Lennon added Winston Churchill and stopped the movements in their tracks. I think it was a one-off, McCartney continued, or maybe it was like a two-off. It wasn't a big thing. It was just the kind of thing you didn't think much of. Yeah, it's quite raunchy when you think about it. There's so many things like that from when you're a kid that you look back and you're like, well, did we do that?
Is this when they were like 10 or 11 or how? I feel like this is
maybe when they were like younger and like playing all through Europe before they became big band, like in that the era or whatever. But hey, man, they were just making space bagels, you know, for each other. And good for them.
But yeah, so everybody's like, will the upcoming Beatles movie include the group jerk off session? The four Beatles movies will all include the bit where they jerk off together, but from four different perspectives.
Oh, wow.
It sounds like they were children, so maybe not a good idea.
Let's get all the details ironed out before we're demanding the group JO sesh.
Yeah. But anyways, you know, I'm here for this. I don't think it's at least interesting. You know, it's one of the, like, a lot of people have been like, the movies are fucked. How are they ever going to replace the brilliance of the Marvel Cinematic Universe? It's right. Like, I don't know. There's a lot of things to make movies about, it turns out.
Yeah. Stop thinking that was a fucking be-all, end-all of cinema. Right. That's your first exactly. fucking... Well, what are they going to do?
Yeah. What? Talk about movies that... I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say they don't hold up, but the others... people are saying, folks, I don't know. It's not right, me saying yeah. it.
It's not me. I'm just hearing it.
My good friend Marty, who was thanked by my good friend Malia Ann in her thanks session. Marty Scorsese. Anyways, those are some of the things that are trending on this Wednesday, February 21st. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourself. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy.
No.
And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.